This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2199. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 13th, Alaska, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Bolivia, Bulgaria, Chile, China, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, France, Guam, India, Ireland, Japan, Korea South, Kyrgyzstan, Luxembourg, Mexico, North America, Romania, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Spain, Taiwan, UAE, USA, Venezuela, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. From the New Zealand Radio DX League, via the Arctic Radio Club, originally from the Alaska Public Media website. On 640 kHz KYUK in Bethel, Alaska, the 50-year-old transmitting mast was demolished on 11 May. As part of a planned upgrade, it's been sinking into the permafrost, and replacement has been planned for years. And they say we're doing everything we can to get back on the air as quickly as possible. Along with brand new equipment, the transmitters and other accessories means their AM signal should be clearer than it has been and should reach further than before. It's licensed for 10 kilowatts non-directional day and night, I assume without too much QRM from KFI. 2 months later, I've looked through the website and find nothing about them being back on the air yet. KYUK 640. LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475, 0.98 reduced carrier USB was on the air. Saturday, July 8th, Manuel Mendez said they came on at 1714, but I heard them signing on officially at 1807, and they were already gone by 3 hours later, although they might have been on the air 5 hours, according to their latest schedule. I, of course, can only hear them via remotes in Argentina or Brazil. Manuel Mendez in Spain can pick them up directly, at least with a weak signal, and there was a special broadcast on Sunday, July 9th. Thanks to a tip from Hugo Lopez in Chile for an alert that they were already on the air, 1435 UT. It was due to the Independence Day in Argentina. It was still being heard after 1630. Then came news via Manuel of even more scheduled changes from WhatsApp received on July 12th. We are on the air Wednesday and Friday from 13 to 18 UT, Saturdays from 18 to 23. And we're analyzing being able to broadcast in a few weeks, Monday to Friday, from 16 to 20, and Saturdays 18 to 23. Depending on propagation conditions, we have to be very attentive to winter fluctuations. But Ron Howard points out it may not be a good idea for them to be on the air as early as 13, because there's a transmitter in Uzbekistan carrying Japanese clandestine programming for North Korea, scheduled at 13 to 14, and 1430 to 15 UT. Actually, the Tashkent transmitter of Furusato Nukaze is on 15474.88. Manuel replies, despite they say they will start at 13 on Wednesday and Friday, until now they've always started much later, so maybe there will be no interference. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil reports on a free radio station in Argentina, Radio AD149. But I guess they pronounce it Radio AD 149, on 6935. Heard on July 11th and 12th from 2351 until off at midnight 48, playing English pop rock selections. It's characterized by technical errors, abruptly interrupting the music, long pauses between songs, and plays every day a music selection of a certain style, like pop rock on this occasion, another one just regional music. Very rare to hear an announcer. Only once in all the listenings I made. Australian stations on the 120-meter band, reported by Craig Seeger on a de-expedition in New South Wales, on 2325 Station X in Wee Waa, an ID at 1018 with old standards, but a very good level, June 17th. And Phil Ireland on that same de-expedition reports on 2368.5 Radio Simban in Sydney, with a discussion in Greek at 1208, June 19th. Lucio Otavio Bobovic in Brazil reports on Radio Pio XII, Pius XII in Bolivia, on 5952, a carrier but no audio, heard on July 1st at midnight UT, and on July 8th at 2237 until 0120. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia says, with acceptable signal but without audio, only a carrier, Radio Pio 12 was heard on the hour at 23 UT, July 8th. It seems the only time the shortwave turns on is on Saturdays between 22:30 and 01 UT. Actually, the last time I heard it, way back on October 2nd at 01, I measured it on 5952.469. You might first notice it as a heterodyne upon WRMI 5950, but even back then we could not make out any modulation from Pio 12. Lucas Bandura in British Columbia reports on 7285 AM, a very strong S9 signal playing classical music, July 9th at 0425. It went off 3 minutes later, no broadcasters scheduled at this time. Possibly it was a North American ham testing, but of course not supposed to play music. But Roger in Germany says there is an HFCC registration for the Bulgarian site between 0400 and 0530 on 7285, 100 kilowatts at 105 degrees. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil now reports on Chile, the Pirate Radio Compañía Worldwide, or RCW, always with new frequencies. They announced these on the 8th of July in different FB posts. 6210, heard July 8th at 23:21 with a football match, and then at midnight 19 UT, July 9th, news as they had also announced, but on a different frequency, 3995, tentatively because HCJB via Germany was also there. And then 23 hours later, July 9th at 23 UT, on 6925. With announcements in Spanish and music. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports Voice of Strait, China, 4900, suddenly coming on the air with music already in progress, July 9th at 11:45, continuing with their solo shortwave frequency and abbreviated schedule. From Rob Wagner's blog in Australia, Chinese jamming, is it declining? Sound of Hope has been on the air since 2003. Low-powered transmitters in Taiwan. Because of links to the Falun Gong movement banned in China, SOH has always been subject to heavy jamming, either musically noisy Firedrake broadcasts or relays of CNR1. But with SOH operating on more than 70 frequencies at various times of day, the mainland has always found it difficult to constantly jam every frequency. In Germany, Wolfgang Büschel is a close watcher of SOH broadcasts. He says he's observing less jamming of SOH these days. Some long-held transmissions on out-of-band frequencies appear unimpeded by the usual jammers. Indeed, he has also noticed reduced jamming of some other broadcasters, such as VOA's Uyghur and Tibetan services, and some BBC World Service. So what's going on here? Perhaps the mainland is no longer perceiving shortwave as a threat because its citizens no longer use shortwave radio as a tool for seeking out alternative views. Or maybe the cost of operating many higher-powered jamming transmitters across its vast land is prohibitive. But there is still plenty of jamming going on of Radio Free Asia and Radio Taiwan International. Harold Froge in Michigan replies, I have not heard the Sinfonia de Pots and Pans since February. That's how he refers to what we call Firedrake or Fire Dragon jamming, that very percussive traditional music. Lucas Bandura in BC reports Radio Havana Cuba on 12,000 kilohertz, July 13th at 0313 UT. Isn't it always a harmonic of 6,000? But there was different programming on the two frequencies. Distorted music on 12, distorted talk on 6 megahertz. I reply, many years ago, 12,000 was an acknowledged RHC fundamental, such as in World Radio TV Handbook of 2005. Lucas says it's a bit of a mess now. Using a remote receiver, I'm hearing the main transmitter and the harmonic of 6,000 in the background, and also pesky's on 12,000 USB. That's at 0330. Bruce in Florida says, I was very surprised to find RHC in English on 5025 instead of Radio Reverde, 11 July at 1008 to 1016 UT, and ID at 1016. The latest World English Survey does not show any English broadcasts from Cuba at this time. Also, I noticed Reverde missing from 5025, July 12th at 0353, but a barely audible carrier on the minus side, which might have been Quillabamba, Peru. Last week, Rick Barton in Arizona noted as of July 5th, he had not heard any Cuban numbers broadcasts for a week. So I later said, have you heard any further Cuban numbers? Are they still going? Would you have found and logged them? Or do you think they have stopped completely? He replies on July 13th. It appears they've stopped completely. However, I remind you, this happened before. They went off the air for a couple of weeks and then returned, so it's a wait-and-see thing for now. Lucas Bandura in BC says on July 12th, I checked for all the transmissions and all were absent. Rummy Dunes Medium Wave Info, June 4th, via Arctic Radio Club. Alexei Lubich in Israel says, Egypt's transmission on 621 kHz has resumed, the legendary station Salt al-Arab back on the air but with lower power. Typical Egyptian modulation quality, sound distortion. Then on June 6th, 621 kHz was reported testing all through the day, on and off the air with no specific schedule. Kai Luvi says, program audio not specified. I understood that Salt al-Arab had closed altogether, no longer being produced. Then he monitored via the Cyprus remote, around 10:30 UT, a signal with music, a concert recording with typical low quality. Still not known which program. Something's always egregious in Egypt. From Radio Cairo, July 11th, at 22:48, I had extremely distorted talk, which turned out to be in Portuguese, on 9899.961. As scheduled to South America until 23:30. And after that hour, they had shifted to 9884.961, also exactly 19 hertz on the low side, as scheduled in Arabic for South America. Now the modulation was even worse, just a few modulation spikes could be heard. From Tony Rogers, as of 14 June in the British GX Club Communication, 1888 Radio, a voice for the Amhara people, registered with HFCC, effective 10 May, by RMI, 17630 at 17 to 18 via France, 250 kilowatts at 127 degrees. This would appear to be the name of the station, 1888 Radio, a voice for the Amhara people. He recorded the program and tried to translate snippets of the audio from Amharic to English, then found the website 1888radio.org, which says, welcome to 1888 Radio, the station advocating for the Amhara people. Our mission is simple, to give the Amhara people a voice and promote our culture, history, and rights. We are committed to ensuring the Amhara people are not ignored or overlooked. 17630 is mentioned. They also have a YouTube channel. That, of course, refers to Ethiopia Non. José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil reports the Radio Japan relay via France on 7425. July 13th from midnight 27 to 0115. Running nothing but interval signals and IDs in English. Joe's Jacob in India reports on July 7th. With 4 out of 5 antennas restored at KTWR, it has moved most of its broadcasts back to Guam. And he has the latest schedule on his website of KTWR. Apparently, the temporary broadcasts via Madagascar, UAE, and Uzbekistan have ended. Akashvani, formerly All India Radio, officially does not broadcast in that colonial language, English, anymore, but some can still be heard. I guess it's too much trouble to remove English from some multi-language segments in their domestic relays. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports a 5-minute English news bulletin at 19:35 UT, July 9th and or 10th, on 9620, preceded and followed by Hindi or some South Asian language. On July 12th, Ron Howard in California says, I have not heard RRI Nabiri, Indonesia, when checking about 08 UT, last reported on June 16th, it was on 7289.93. Derek Lynch in Ireland says, Irish public service broadcasting is in crisis. The director general of RTE is out or sick, suspended or fired. Top brass forced to testify in Parliament about undeclared and misdeclared payments to leading late-night chat show hosts. There's been a huge public backlash. The politicians are having a field day. Conservative commentators believe RTE is a protected bastion of the far left. The left sees a crisis about corporate sponsorship and big money. But it is a hybrid, RTE funded by license fee, but also regular advertising. This has been covered, of course, not only by RTE News, but by BBC. He says, the biggest RTE crisis since the 70s. Some say the biggest ever. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2199. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com, for which voluntary financial support is very much appreciated. by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or by PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. About the low-power propagation research station in Japan, JG2XA, Ron Howard reports on July 8th, 8006 kHz, no longer CWIDs every 2 minutes, but instead every 10 minutes, such as at 8:20, 8:30, 8:40, and 8:50 UT. And on July 9th at 11:40 and 11:50. While 5006 had not yet started CWIDs, just an open carrier. Ron Howard in California continues monitoring Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea on 5920. July 6th was the second day on its alternate frequency and still free of jamming. Some of the program titles and translations were at 11:30, Knowing is Power, at 1200, An ID, and Voice of Truth, Voice of Hope, Voice of Freedom, and News Plaza. At 12:15, Getting to Know Human Rights. At 12:30, Happy Republic of Korea. Mike Cooper forwards a story from AFP. Kyrgyzstan reverses decision to close U.S.-funded media. The local branch of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, after it agreed to remove a video criticized by authorities. It was about fighting with neighboring Tajikistan, which left around 100 people dead in January. Harold Kuhl in the British CS Club refers to the QRZ.com webpage of this ham station, LX90RTL, celebrating 90 years history of RTL broadcasting from the 1st of July to the 31st of December this year. Exactly 90 years ago, on March 15, 1933, Radio Luxembourg began the first regular broadcast on longwave. A group of 12 hams from Luxembourg are driving this operation for a special event on all HF bands in phone, CW, digimodes, and satellite from different locations. Finally heard the relatively new station in Reynosa, Tamaulipas, on 1670, Focus Radio, when it momentarily overcame the silly sports talk from Wisconsin. It's XEFCR. On the border, I was wondering if it ever is IDing in English, but Steve Ponder in Houston says he hears only Spanish. Tim Hall in California, who updates the IRCA Mexican log, says, I can confidently say there are currently fewer than 300 AMs on the air in Mexico now. About 294, I'm confident, are trying to broadcast on AM, 8 more that might still be trying to, for a total of 302, but I know that a handful of these are currently silent, and a few more are operating sporadically at best, so the true active level is under 300. That's a far cry from the 950 stations we had listed back in the early 90s, though that number was inflated because back then we had no reliable way to screen out the defunct and never-built stations from the list. All is not lost, for there are currently a whopping 77 active construction permits for new or replacement AM stations in Mexico, some of which are going to be very fun targets to chase. There are also a few dozen stations that were found to have shut off their AMs despite the IFT telling them to leave them on. And some of these are being forced to get those AMs back on the air, such as XEEB 760, which had been off for more than a decade. Sometime we have not been hearing Radio Vostochnaya Zvezda, Eastern Star in Russian, the North American pirate on 7400. And here's why on July 13th, Lucas Bandura tells us he has moved to a new frequency due to an SWR issue, 6200 AM. However, we have been hearing another pirate late at night, past 06 or even 07 UT, but it's totally unidentified, playing a variety of music, but never any announcements, let alone IDs, at approximately 6869.91, varying to 0.93. I've heard it every night since July 6th, and or other reporters in HF Underground. In communication of the British DX Club, Paul Capewell says, I found Radio Romania International to be a reliably strong signal. English broadcasts are well presented and rather interesting. I want to point out that the QSL submission form on their website appears to be broken. Several failed attempts led me to Google the issue, and I saw at least two others on Reddit mention the same some 6 months ago, just to save anyone else the effort of filling in the form and having it not sent. And in the British DS Club, Paul Flanagan says, I heard Radio Rossi on 999 kHz medium wave July 11th at 2145 to 2200 with frequent IDs. It had been reported in April last year that the transmitter had been destroyed, so I guess they got it up and running again. It's listed as 500 kilowatts from Grigoriopol, Pridnestrovia. Kai Ludwig in Germany says, it seems that in Saudi Arabia, all medium-wave outlets for international coverage have been turned off. Remarkable in light of current efforts to put Sudan programming on medium-wave. Al-Arabiya is a separate entity, but their new radio operation has already been put not only on FM, but also shortwave. So that appears not to be a hindrance. As we mentioned last week, the BBC Singapore relay was expected to close down shortly. A number of substitute frequencies and sites have been registered with HFCC, effective on July 16th. Could that be the date? Not necessarily. Our World of Radio Group monitors have been following this very closely, and it seems the situation is quite unclear. Walt Solomonov in BC heard this announcement on July 13th, 1459 UT on 12025, which was also recorded by Kai Ludwig in Germany.
This is the BBC World Service. We're sad to tell you that from tomorrow, we're closing our Singapore transmitter, and you'll no longer be able to hear us on this shortwave frequency. You can listen to the BBC World Service 24 hours a day at bbcworldservice.com. This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
But guess what? This frequency was still there the next day, 12025, so tomorrow and tomorrow. This transmission in English at 15 to 19 UT is aimed for the Middle East, but can be heard in North America and Europe. Richard Langley says, I guess we'll all continue to monitor the Kranji frequencies until we don't hear anything. Or it could be that some frequencies will continue, but switch to a different site without notice. However, Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener says, 15 to 19 UT on 12025 seems to have no replacement. There are only a few other English scheduled transmissions coming up, according to his research. 01 to 02 on 9410, 08 to 09 on 15185, and 13 to 14 on 11685. Those are via Uzbekistan and Oman. And the 15185 is in DRM. The AER group in Spain reports that Antonio Buitrago, the head of Radio Exterior de España, is retiring at the end of this year. He appreciates DXing and is also host of Amigos de la Onda Corta. Kwon Dae-gun in South Korea reports to the British DX Club, Radio Taiwan International has announced it will reduce its transmissions on shortwave from August 1st. The number of transmissions of all language broadcast once a day by decision of the broadcasting management. Korean broadcasts so also are reduced from 3 to 1 per day. Akesh Gupta in New Delhi says the UAE transmitter on 1539 kHz is now carrying a station called Kadak FM, KADAK. Formerly it was Radio Mirchi, a Hindi radio station. He heard it at 2043 UT. FCC petition about shortwave modernization, we mentioned last week, is attracting more attention. There's a story in the July 9th issue of Radio World by Randy J. Stein, headlined, Market Makers Want to Expand Their Use of Shortwave. Also, ARRL issued a Bulletin 15 QST July 12th. The ad hoc group Shortwave Modernization Coalition petitioned FCC to allow data communications on multiple bands within the 2 to 25 MHz range with up to 20 kilowatts, including in bands immediately adjacent to spectrum allocated to amateur radio. It appears to represent high-speed stock trading interests. One hardcore DX, Zach White of W9SC, says, there are a number of these in the Chicago area. I just went by one in Yorkville, Illinois. Looks like they are using a log periodic and a couple step IR antennas. For a few weeks, World of Radio was on 15770 from WRMI, their only frequency aimed at and reaching Europe. But now both of these have been canceled, replaced by something else. Saturday at 2230 and Sunday at 2130 UT. Another one replaced is UT Sunday at 0130 on 9395. We're still on that frequency several other times. Not carrying much World of Radio, but another RMI frequency, 7730, is back on the air, heard July 11th at 0638. Much of the time, but not all the time, it's parallel to 15770. I last logged it on June 3rd. Alan Weiner forwards a press release about their new huge rotatable antenna. It's now attributed to Cestron. The press release can be found on their website, dated June 1st, cestron.de. George McClintock updates us as of July 9th about WTWW. He was hoping to be on the air again this week or next, first on 5085 and later 9475, as he has been sales approaching various ministries. Also is selling some expensive extra parts to help finance the station for the rest of the year, such as 12 only partially half-depleted final tubes, since Ted mishandled them. You're supposed to gradually increase the voltage as time goes on. He says KVOH may be buying two of them for Zambia, and he could only get $200 a ton for scrap metal. By the way, the WTWW building has a fabulous floor. Ben Cobb says anyone interested in starting their own low-power FM station would do well to use the new LPFM Resources website and a companion book, and check the LPFM app map for available frequencies. The FCC filing window is in November and is one of the extremely infrequent opportunities to obtain these licenses. The amazing Sharon Scott of WXOXLP in Louisville, Kentucky, has put this site together. It is lpfmresources.com. And for maps and guidance, check this site, lpfm.app. And he says, join us at this October's Grassroots Radio Conference in Charleston, West Virginia. That's www.2023grassrootsradioconference.com. Via the Arctic Radio Club, Santiago San Gil in the Canada X FB, June 30th says, on 750 YVKS, RCR Radio Caracas Radio has said goodbye to its listeners. Years ago, the government closed its transmissions on 750, but the station continued to broadcast online through the Internet. But through new conditions, the authorities have now made it largely impossible to continue even via the Internet. Radio Caracas Radio, 750 AM, the second oldest station in Venezuela, has therefore now closed. The editor adds, in World Radio TV Handbook 1980, there were 165 medium wave stations in Venezuela. In 2023, only 39. In Australian DX News, Craig Seeger reports, Voice of Hope Africa, Zambia, a fair signal at 2050 UT, June 23rd, with a devotional song, English gospel commentary on 4965.4. I've never seen it reported so far off frequency before. AceWeather.com reports on July 5th. Sunspot counts hit a 21-year high. 2002 was the last time they were as high as they are now. The monthly average number for June was 163, eclipsing every month since September of 2022. Solar cycle 25 was not expected to be this strong, but it has shot past cycle 24 and may be on pace to rival some of the stronger cycles of the 20th century. The last time sunspot numbers were this high, the sun was on the verge of launching the great Halloween storms of 2003, with auroras as far south as Texas. The propagation outlook from SWPC, geomagnetic activity expected to be quiet, and canopies of only 5 and 2 from July 15th until August 2nd. Solar flux peaking at 175, July 17th and 18th, down to 155 by the 24th and 25th. However, it's already really surpassed 200. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2199, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.